1077 The Island is your station, not just for real music variety, but also for your adorable, adoptable pet of the week with Voice for Companion Animals. Robin Mays is here.
Hi. Good morning.
How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing well. Laura Hurley is here with her trusty camera.
Yes. Look at that cutie pie.
And what do we have? Okay, I'm going to turn around now.
We have...
I find it an interesting design of this studio. You guys should all be there, shouldn't you? Instead of...
True story.
All my guests are behind me.
Do you want us to renovate real
quick? Well, then you got to move these couches, my friend.
I still need to access the audio controls.
So we'll turn everything around.
So I should be facing this way. You guys should be over there.
So we just move you.
We'd have to pull this whole thing back, which is an impossibility because of this.
We can do it.
There's too many wires.
I can see it.
Okay, I'm back. I was just thinking out loud.
Can we stay on task?
Nope. Squirrel.
Yeah.
What do we got?
Kitty.
Okay, I see a bag of dog treats, so I'm assuming it's a dog.
No.
No, these are not dog treats. After last week's
incident,
I brought you a Chaos and Cuddles pet mess cleaning kit.
Really?
It is on-the-go emergency mess kit, complete with travel-size cleaners. It includes
a gas mask,
odor remover, waste bags, hand sanitizing wipes, an absorbent cotton towel, and a micro scrub brush.
That's fantastic.
Thank you. For you.
We're going to keep that in the studio for future messes. And hopefully we never have to open it.
It does not have an air freshener. Okay. And if she looks familiar, that's Hannibal.
I see her now.
Hannibal
has been here.
Completely smoke colored.
Absolutely no applications for this sweetest thing.
Gosh, she
and
is.
We've had her since October. So we're headed into 5 months shortly. Four months definitely. Headed to five. Hopefully not. She's been waiting for.
You need a picture. She's curled up next to the island pillow.
Perfect.
Oh, perfect. I gotcha. Good job, Robin.
Perfect. With two R's and a U. Where did you acquire, what did you say, Hannibal?
Hannibal. We thought it was Hannibal until Hannibal went to the vet and Hannibal became Hannibal. She was actually found at someone's lake house.
Oh.
So we're not really sure.
That's not a bad place to be lost.
Well, it is in October.
Oh, yeah.
True.
Maybe in May or June.
I'm having weird deja vu with some of these animals that you bring in. Have I met Hannibal before?
Oh, Hannibal's been here before. Hannibal has been, that's good deja vu. Good memory. And you're as old as I am.
Yeah. That's scary. I impress myself sometimes.
I know.
Hannibal's pupils look dilated. Is that normal?
She's kind of scared, freaked out. She's hiding behind the pillows.
She needs some Fransman love. That's why she's nervous. Aww. Come here.
She is so sweet.
Oh, she is.
She would settle down. I mean, it'll take her a little bit in a new home, but she'll settle down. She gets along with the other pets. Doesn't like dogs much, but gets along great with her roommate cat, Jinx.
She's beautiful.
She got along great with Jinx, Gypsy. We've got some great cats that have had no applications whatsoever. Nothing.
So sleek. Mm-hmm. It's like nothing but muscle.
And she's just a teeny tiny little thing.
Yeah, she's pretty petite.
Baby. Because do you think she's full grown?
No, not quite yet.
Okay.
She was old enough to be spayed, so she's probably about...
Hi. Oh, you got such a pretty face.
She's very, very
checking
pretty.
Checking out the microphone.
Yeah. All gray, white whiskers, yellow eyes, big pupils.
I'm kind of freaked out, but this isn't so bad.
Ears that look like artichokes.
It's quiet.
Artichoke leaves.
I don't have to hear barking dogs.
Yeah, right, right.
Oh, here we go. There's the traditional.
And she's got that fur. It just looks like velvet.
I hold in my hand a gift from Robin, Chaos and Cuddles, Pet Mess Travel Cleaning Kit. On the go emergency mess kit. This is fantastic. Hopefully it never gets opened.
If we're lucky. Oh, yeah. I think she wants to hang from that microphone.
It just needed to come with a stick up or Glade air freshener.
That's fantastic. Voice for companion animals is here. Robin Mays, Hannibal the cat, Gray.
So how do you, if somebody wants Hannibal and give her a great home, what do they need to do?
Contact us, meet her. We're there Wednesdays and Saturdays between 10 and 2. Other times, we are volunteers. We do have to pay our bills, so we have other jobs. But hopefully somebody can meet with you. We can introduce you to all these awesome pets we have that are still sitting there. We actually still have Docket and Justice. No applications on the two left. Aww. From.
And they're so adorable.
And, yeah. And come meet her, fill out an application, and we'll make sure you guys are a good fit.
Yes. Hi.
I think she's starting to warm up. She gave me a little love.
Yeah, she's starting to warm up. Aww. She yeah. likes the pillows.
Yes, you do. You're a pretty girl. You're a pretty girl. Yes, you are.
I like these pillows.
Did you cover this already? Is she chipped?
She is. She's spayed, microchipped, and vaccinated and dewormed. And her adoption is $75 for all of that and a cat.
That's what we have in common.
Johnny, tell us what you can get.
I'm dewormed.
Are you? I heard you have food aggression, though.
Yeah. I was angry at the cheese. I dubbed a phrase cheese abuse. I was watching the Food Network, and we all love cheese. Mm-hmm. But there's cheese abuse on one of these recipes.
What is cheese abuse?
It's just eight different kinds of cheese in one recipe. That's
like excessive.
Yeah, that's abuse.
I call it amazing.
You have no food allergies, do you?
Nope. I sure don't.
How can we always end up off topic?
I know, right?
I think it's squirrel. Cute animals walk in the room just make you lose focus.
See, that's why I think Chaos and Cuddles, perfect.
Perfect name.
Perfect name.
Where can, if someone wants a pet mess travel cleaning kit, where do you get this?
I have no idea. We got it across the street from us at our friends at Bumgar's.
Oh, awesome. Love Bumgar's.
That's where we got it.
Want to see a picture of Hannibal, the beautiful gray cat that's warming up very nicely here to everyone in the room.
She would be a good station cat.
Hit up the blog section of, if we took every animal that would be a good, it would be a zoo.
I noticed
Come here, baby.
I noticed that comment was not made last week. please leave those two poop machines back behind.
Yeah, that was rough. But, you know, it had occurred to me after the incident that with a shelter full of animals, you must deal with this numerous times on a daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we go through, you know, we put a post out there on Saturday because when we were cleaning, we noticed how quickly we were going through things. So we put a post out there, you know, real quick, if anybody's out. We had so many wonderful people stop because we were needing paper towels, Clorox wipes, bleach, things like that. When we had the puppies, seven puppies and mom, easily we were tracking two rolls of paper towels a day.
Wow.
And now it's gone down a little bit, maybe about one a day. But yeah, we go through supplies quite a bit. And some of the things that we were kind of looking at, kitten food, bleach, laundry soap. The daily things, you know, you just reach for and you don't think about.
Right.
Clorox wipes, paper towels.
The things you take for granted every day.
Yep, they're just going to be there. And then when they're not there.
This tail, it feels like a rabbit's foot. You're so soft.
It's amazing how soft she is.
And look at her warming up now to the...
Oh, yeah.
That didn't take long.
No. No, because she likes those scratches. Oh, yes, you do. You like them.
This portion of the huge broadcast is brought to you by Pro Team Designs, designs that speak your brand for all your screen printing and embroidery needs. Free quotes and superior service, Pro Team Design. Check them out on Facebook, or their website is pretty extensive. Give you a great idea of what they can do. ProTeamDesign.com.
Thank you, Pro Team Design, and Craig.
Yes, thank you, Craig.
I bet he's busy right now.
Oh, yeah, for state everything. With,
yeah, and then going into softball and baseball and soccer.
Wow, she's going to town on Laura's hand.
Yeah. Is this soccer season? Or is that in
No,
the
not
fall?
Quite yet. I think they're practicing now. Oh, okay. But no, soccer's in spring.
Well, I know. It's you know, 60s. It makes me think it's already like April and...
Wait for the snow.
Yep.
Baseball, soccer, and track
It'll
right
be
now.
Coming again.
And boys golf.
Oh, yeah. And boys and girls state basketball.
Once again, check out Hannibal in the blog section of 1077theisland.com. Laura, thanks for your pictures. Robin, thank you to you and everybody at Voice for Companion Animals for what you do.
Thanks for having us and letting us bring our menagerie.
You guys are our heroes.
Well, we appreciate you.
Alexa, slap it high, five up top.
I would, but I can't, so I'll chant. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Waking up with Fran's Man, One Man Party in the morning on the island.